You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
It is the Sound of Music. We love the Sound of Music here on Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael with you here. And I got to tell you, we got a great show planned today. I really don't know what I've got planned. I just know that Sean from Tribalance, who does sound healings, is going to come in later today. And that's the only thing I do know. What I do know is one of the things that is a constant in our life is sound. Now, we obviously know about music. We use a lot of music on the show. Music is a very big part of people's lives. Music invokes memories and invokes feeling. It invokes emotions, things of that nature. It's just the sounds. Do we really pay attention to the sense of our hearing? Do we really listen and notice all those sounds that are happening out there? It can be anything. It can be from the wind blowing, to a car driving by, to a bird singing, or maybe leaves rustling. Maybe when you're walking, it's the sound of your footstep. Or maybe you hear footsteps behind you, walking faster or slower. It's when you're driving your car, listening to the engine purr, and then start to accelerate, and you listen to it start to go. Have you ever really noticed how many sounds you hear in a day? I would be very curious to know, what is the number of sounds you hear in a day? I would think the answer to that would be infinite, because you have conversations with people. You have things going on. There's just so much sound, so much you're hearing. And now that I've told you this, now you're going to notice after you listen to this, you're probably going to be walking outside. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to start hearing and noticing all the sounds around you. And sound can be a great thing. It can be a scary thing. It can be, it's just, you think about it. You just open up the Pandora's box and see how deep you can go with this. Sound is just a constant in our life, especially when you have the availability to hear it. And that's one thing I would say is, it comes back to that whole gratitude spectrum. Have gratitude that you can hear sounds. Have gratitude that you can experience the feelings and the emotions through sound, through music, through nature, through the industrialization, which is becoming dangerous more and more every day. Just listen. Just listen to all that is going around you. And write down what you hear and what you notice. It's a nice little meditative exercise for you. Be grateful for the fact you can hear the sounds. Be thankful that you can hear, you can experience, you can wonder, and you can ponder what sound might come next. And maybe it might be something as beautiful as this. So, the question I have is, how did you feel when you heard that little piece of music? How did it make you feel? Did it make you feel excited? Did it make you feel a certain way? Maybe it stoked some kind of memory feel? That's the beautiful thing about music and the beautiful thing about sound. They can be very therapeutic and very healing. I have a playlist on my phone, and it's called The Soundtrack of My Life. And I have created a collection of songs that are pertinent to some kind of event that happened in my life. Or when I heard the song, it just really grabbed me. I really have a huge relationship with music from so many different levels. As you know, I use a lot of music on the show. I listen to all different types of music. I get into everything. I just have no illusions of that. And that was one of the things that really did attract me to yoga and teaching it, is the way that you can use music during a practice. The way that you can just project. I will tell you this much. Jen Finnegan over at Lifetime, who was my YTT teacher, she is one of the greatest at it. It is the theater of the mind that comes from music. And that's one of the elements I like to do when I teach. And yes, I have not taught an official class yet. I'm still practicing, but I am going to teach. And when I do teach, that's going to be a pretty big part of it. But you know what else can be therapeutic? Can send a message, can make you think, is silence. Silence can be haunting. Darkness, my old friend. But it can be beautiful too.
I come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking.
Echoed in the wind.
So, I guess you can take your pick, right? You can take silence, or you can take noise. Which one do you like better? It's just the beauty of living, that we have this thing called hearing. And the hearing is connected to our thoughts and emotions, to our brains, our nerves, the feeling of a song sometimes makes your brain tingle. You feel it through the nerves. Get a jolt. It really is a beautiful thing. And all I can tell you is, if I can change the way you listen to music, if I can change the way that you listen to the sounds outside your window, the raindrop hitting your window, hail hitting a car, your cat meowing, your dog barking, the coffee pot getting started in the morning, the shower being turned on, hearing the water splash against the bathtub, writing a letter to a friend, listening to the pen scratch the paper. But does it all compare to music? You make the decision. It's your journey.
Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness wakes and stirs imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses, helpless to resist the notes I write. For I compose the music of the night. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor. Grasp it, sense it, tremulous and tender. Hearing is believing, music is deceiving. Hard as lightning, soft as candle. The night. Close your eyes, for your eyes will only tell the truth. And the truth isn't what you want to see. In the dark, it is easy to pretend that the truth is what it ought to be. Softly, deftly, music shall caress you. Hear it, feel it, see as you open up your mind, let your fantasies unwind in this darkness which you know you cannot fight. The darkness of the music of the night.
We do musicals here too. I'm a little afraid that we're going to run out of time if I keep this playing forever. But yeah, the music of the night, the music of the day, the music of your life. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. What is the music that you listen to? What is the soundtrack of your life? Perhaps the soundtrack is your breath. Maybe it's the sound of your own breath that brings you to center, to your heart, to the place that you feel safest. So there's a little meditation for you, a little surprise meditation. If you really are enjoying this, then you're going to want to listen to my next guest. His name is Sean Bakel, and he does sound healing over at TriBalance. And we're going to talk to him here next on Breathe and Bounce.
Trust the process. Trust yourself. You're tuned in to Breathe and Bounce.
Sound is a very healing thing. We've been talking about the entire episode. We've been talking about music, but we've also been focusing on how little sounds affect us. And one way you could really experience the essence of sound in a healing capacity, or maybe it might help you deal with something that you're struggling with, or maybe it just might help you go on a trip, is a sound healing. Sound healings are just amazing. And right now with me is Sean Bakel. He is a sound extraordinaire over at TriBalance Yoga and Fitness in Schaumburg. He also teaches a couple classes there. Sean, how's it going?
Excellent, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. I will say before we get started, I mean, I don't want to give away too much, but you and your partner, Haley, do a tremendous job with your sound healings. You do them once in a while, and you have one coming up this Saturday. Real quick, Sean, let's talk a little bit about your journey. Let's talk about you know, you also teach, like I said. What brought you to the mat?
So I would say what brought me to the mat was, well, at first I was avoiding the mat, you know, for reasons, you know, mostly my ego felt like, oh, I'm not flexible enough. I'm not strong enough. I don't want to go in there and not be able to do it as good as other people. You know, mm-hmm. I had this whole idea that it's like, well, it's like a competition, you know,
right.
Obviously.
A lot of people do that, unfortunately.
Right, right. It's, so thankfully, one of my good friends pretty much grabbed me and yanked me over to a yoga class because I was working at a yoga studio.
Really?
Already. I was working at, yeah, Tri-Balance.
Okay.
I also do massage.
Oh, okay.
I'm a massage therapist. So I started at Tri-Balance doing massage, and after about a year, ran into a friend in the hallway, and she's like, oh my God, let's take a class. And I was like, I don't really do yoga classes. And she's like, you work at a yoga studio. Like, you can take free classes if you work here. Like, why are you not taking advantage of this? So I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I guess this is the time where I go to a yoga class. So I went, and it was so profound. After I came out of Shavasana, I just felt so different that I just didn't know I could even feel that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of it, and I just felt like I was floating. Like, I just felt like, what is this? Like, I feel right. like I'm high or something. And and so I was like, there's something to this. I'm going to continue. So I got myself a yoga mat right after I left that class. And maybe 2 months later, I signed up for a teacher training program.
Wow.
Yeah. It was that quick.
You're inspired that quickly.
Yes. Yeah.
It does have a way of doing that to you, especially when you completely buy in and you just give up all expectations and you give up any limitations you may have and you just get in there and go. It definitely grabs you. There's no doubt about it. What was your yoga teacher training like?
It was an amazing journey, I will say. Unlike any other class or program that I've ever attended, because it's not just, well, first of all, I should say the training program I went through was at Tri-Balance
mm-hmm.
In Schaumburg, and the main teacher, Joy, is an excellent, excellent instructor, excellent teacher, and the program was about, you know, really like half of it was about your own journey of getting to know yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course we focus a lot on alignment and understanding the pose, understanding the purpose behind what we're doing in there, what we're trying to, help achieve, you know, at the physical level. But also it was very much about, getting to know yourself, you know, throughout this journey and,
right.
You know, going through the yamas and niyamas of yoga. And, it just blew my mind how much more there was
yeah.
to yoga. You know,
I experienced the same thing through my training. I just, you get humbled, pretty
yes.
fast. And you might think that you're living a quality life, and then you get all these layers peeled back and you're like, well, maybe I can do this better, or maybe I can improve in this. And then you really are forced to kind of look at yourself and decide if you want to go that way, right?
Yep. Yep.
And it's tough. It's really tough. Now, you started teaching yoga, and what led you to start experimenting with sounds?
So sounds, sound has always been a part of my life in some way. I mm-hmm. you know, used to play in bands when I was in high school. And
what kind of music did you play?
Metal music.
You played metal?
Actually, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, metal. So very different than what I'm doing now with sound. although I am playing metal bowls at times. So
right.
I guess in some ways, I'm still playing metal. I would say about 4 years ago is when I started to feel like something was guiding me towards sound healing. And
mm-hmm.
before I really knew anything about it, I felt like the universe was just bombarding me with things about singing bowls or, you know, sound healing. And it just kept coming up, Like, I would open up a magazine, be flipping through, and then I would stop on a page that was talking about sound healing and had singing bowls. And then I would be walking down the hall at work and someone would be talking about singing bowls. And then someone would stop me and be like, oh, hey, like, do you know anything about singing bowls? And I'm just like, I don't know why this is coming up so often. But it was just on my mind for like, yeah, a solid week. And then at the end of that week, I was giving Haley a massage. She's the one that a lot of times I will do these sound baths with. And this was the first time that I had ever massaged Haley. And I knew that she had some sort of intuitive gifts because she offered past life regressions at the yoga studio.
Uh-huh.
And so I knew, like, okay, there's something, like, she could probably do some cool, like, intuitive things. I don't know what. But after I gave her a massage, she asked me afterwards if I had been thinking about getting into any form of energy work or sound. And I just about like hit the floor and I was just like, wait, like what? Like, that is so weird. I've been bombarded this whole week with stuff about singing bowls, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. But I think I'm supposed to get a singing bowl or something. And she's like, okay, well, at the, you know, towards the end of the massage, four of your spirit guides showed up to me. And I had the feeling that they were like from Egypt, like ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, yeah. So I asked them like, are you guys here for me? Or are you guys here for Sean? And they said, oh, we're here for Sean. And she's like, oh, okay, well, how do you know Sean? And one of my spirit guides was like, oh, we were in a past life together in ancient Egypt, and we did energy work together using sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I was his mentor, and so like we want him to start looking into singing bowls and sound, or they just said, you know, energy work through sound. And so when she told me that, I'm like, okay, well, now it makes sense why I've been bombarded this whole week. You know, mm-hmm. That was my spirit guides trying to get it through to me. And then, you know, finally Haley confirmed it and was just like, okay, yeah, they came through. This is what they were saying. And I didn't know that she had that ability. So I was just like, whoa, like, that's so cool.
It's, you know, it's wild how sometimes you're just, you know, moiseying on through life. And like you said, you start seeing signs. The universe starts giving you all this stuff, and it's usually repetitive things. And you like notice it, but you don't really know what to do about it. And then sometimes you meet that mm-hmm. one person who clicks the pieces together, which sounds like that's what happened to you right now.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. That is crazy. So when you decided to go ahead and embark on this journey, where did you start? Did you just start with the singing bowls, or how did you get yourself going?
So it after that experience, it actually was a little bit of a slow start to get going on anything, because I still didn't know what to do next. All I knew was my guides were like, hey, you should be looking into sound, you know, sound healing stuff. Like, you should be doing something with this. But I was like, okay, but like, where do I start with that? Like, I don't know anything about it. So I started thinking about like, okay, well, maybe I'll just go to a store, buy a singing bowl. But for some reason, that never felt right to me. Like, something told me that my first bowl was just going to come to me. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just wait for the universe to somehow give me a singing bowl. I was just like, I don't know. Like, but for some reason, it just felt wrong to see myself go into a store and just buy something.
Right.
So now at some point, a couple months later, I was at the yoga studio and someone was just giving away a singing bowl in the back. So I walk back there and I'm like, what's the singing bowl doing here? And when my coworkers is like, oh, like, you know, Sherilyn's getting rid of some stuff. So she's just getting rid of this singing bowl. I was like, oh my gosh, like, maybe this is my sign. Like, and so I picked up the bowl and I was just like, hello. Like, okay, I guess I'm embarking on my, you know, sound healing journey now. And then a couple months later, I was out in Colorado in Boulder. And I quote unquote accidentally stumbled upon a sound healing school. I was looking for just like a store to, mm-hmm. you know, look for singing bowls. And I pulled up to a place and I'm like, okay, this isn't right. This is like an industrial part of the town. And,
right.
you know, there's no storefront here. It's just like, you know, like office kind of building. And then someone else pulled up right next to me and got out of the car and they're like, oh, can I help you? And I was like, I'm here to look for singing bowls, but clearly this isn't a storefront. They're like, yeah, no, sorry, this isn't a retail front. This is, this is actually a sound healing school. And so I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. And she's like, are you looking for something specific? And I was like, honestly, I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm just feeling like I'm supposed to be embarking on this journey and doing something with sound healing or whatever. So then she's like, all right, let me give you this book. She hands me a book that I was online maybe like a week or two before, and mm-hmm. I was about to order this book because it was like How to Heal with Singing Bowls. So I was about to order that book, and then I held off on it. But then this woman just hands me that book, and she's like, I'm gonna buy you this book. And this guy that you see on the front here, Seren, he is the master teacher here. He's the one who teaches the program. So she hands me his book, and she says, read this through, and then when you're ready, come back out here and take a sound healing course with us. And that wasn't my very next step. My next step was actually another time when I was back in Colorado. They happened to have a sound bath going mm-hmm. on for all the students that were in the program. We're going to, get experience doing a sound bath. So they held a sound bath for that. And I just happened to have been in the area. So I went and attended the sound bath. And then, within like 5 seconds of laying there, I was like, this is what I'm going to do for people. Like, without question, not even like, oh, this would be cool to do. It was just like, no, like I'm supposed to do this for people. I'm supposed to do sound baths. And
right.
And then so I talked to the teacher right after that, and I said, hey, like I'm going to come back and take your program. And it was like right after the COVID lockdown happened.
Yeah.
That's when I went out there and attended
the program. How long was the program?
It was a short program, but it was like long days. So it was like six days.
Okay.
But we were in there for, 10 hours or, eight to 10
hours. So it was like a week, like you went 6 days straight through, or was it spread out?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was just,
so they just really bombarded you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
That's always more fun though. So I can imagine you probably, just being in Colorado for a week. And not only that, not only are you away from your comfort zone here, you're out there in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And so like when you're off of school, then you get to experience all the air and all the nature outside too, which probably was really awesome.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was amazing. I love Colorado and I love being outside in nature and stuff. So that's a great place, to be for that. But
the studio was not doing any sound healing until I'm going to assume you approached them about it. Is that correct?
Every once in a while they would have someone do something there, but it wasn't consistent. It was like, maybe like once a year or once every 6 months, they would have someone do something there. But once I started to acquire, I started with the metal singing bowls.
Right.
Because primarily I learned how to work with one-on-one sound healing sessions. Like that was mostly what the program that I attended was about, how to set up the bowls around the body, how to play them on the body, different things like that. But I had a strong feeling that I was going to do a lot with like group sessions. So as soon as I got my first set of metal bowls, or Himalayan bowls, or known as Tibetan bowls, usually, mm-hmm. I just started going to other sound baths, attending other people's, just see like what instruments do they use and how does that feel for me when I experience it. So I would go to a sound bath with someone who had crystal bowls. I would leave there and be like, hopefully those aren't expensive because I'm going to have to get a bunch of those. Those are awesome. They are expensive.
of course.
And then go to a gong bath, and I'm like, well, I already know those are probably very expensive, but I'm going to have to get some too because gongs are awesome. So I want to provide, this experience for people as
well. Exactly.
So I started, building up my set, and I built it up relatively fast just because I knew, like, I already know this is where I'm heading with it. And this is something I'm going to do for a long time. This isn't just a fad for me. So, I acquired a lot of instruments in a short amount of time. I pretty much could have bought like a car for for how much you put into this. But it's good quality instruments. You gotta
absolutely
pay.
And I mean, I think quality is everything when it comes to sound. You know, you absolutely. gotta you don't want to have anything flimsy. You don't want, like, you get a gong that's been used a lot. It's not going to produce that same effect. It's not going to give that same vibration in the room. It's, you know, it's obviously going to be a lot different. Now, mm-hmm. when you actually started feeling more confidence with what you were doing and you started feeling like you were ready, so you approached the owner and said, hey, I'd like to start doing this. Did they make you do like a sample or an audition or anything, or did you just go right into it?
There was no audition, no sample. They just trusted that I would hopefully know what I'm doing in there. And They were like, yeah, you know, people are always asking about, like, when we're going to have more, you know, sound healing and or sound baths and stuff like that here. So, yeah, it was pretty easy because there was already a demand for it. Mm-hmm. They just didn't know many people to get in there to right. do it. So they're like, yeah, great. Like, we know people want it. So, yeah, so I started with just my metal bowls, and then very quickly, and each time, like each month that I
a little bit more, we get put in
more instruments, a little more instruments.
You have glass bowls too, right?
Yeah. The crystal
crystal,
essentially glass. Yes, but you know, people
crystal.
Call them crystal.
They are crystal. My bad. But
like, yeah, I mean, they're mostly made of silica. I mean,
right.
glass. So I mean, crystal just sounds a lot cooler. I think so. I feel like that's why most people say crystal singing bowls, but they're, you know, essentially glass. But either way, yeah, they sound awesome.
So you talked a little bit about the beginnings of things with Haley. When did you have the conversation with Haley about being involved and getting doing this with you? And I'm sure she was, sounds to me, she was probably pretty pumped if she's telling you spirit guides are talking to her about you.
Yes. She had told me that pretty much immediately after, you know, my guides came through to her, she already was seeing like this future potential of us doing like a sound meditation together at mm-hmm. Tri-Balance. Like she already saw it, you know, in her mind's eye. And she's like, I know this is something we are going to do. She's like, 'cause when I see things this clearly, she's like, I know we are going to do it, and it's going to be great. Like, people are going to really enjoy this. It's going to do a lot of good for people. And she's like, so as soon as you get your bowls and you're comfortable and you have whatever instruments that you're, you know, ready to you know, do this, then she's like, we're going to do this together. You know, I'll do some guided meditation and you know, maybe do some Reiki on people in there, and yeah, you're going to bring the sound stuff to it. And so yeah, as soon as I was ready with my first set of metal bowls, I was like, all right, let's get this started. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Now let's talk a little bit about there is going to be healing this Saturday coming up. What time is that going to be at?
It's going to be at 6:30 p.m.
And 6:30, you go about, what, 90 minutes, right?
Yeah, about 90 minutes. We usually run just a teeny bit late because there's always people that come in kind of last minute and getting settled in. So,
right.
So, yeah. So if you attend, make sure you're not on too tight of a schedule because sometimes it runs a little bit past 8. And also I just get so lost in what I'm doing in there that, usually at some point towards the end, I'll look over and, you know, Haley will be looking at me like, do you have any idea what time it is? And then I'll be like, oh, I should probably check the time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, where did I go? Like, I mean, yeah, people in the sound baths, they go, you know, off in their own journey and, you know, in their own space. And I mean, I go somewhere too when I'm in there. I'm like in a meditation, you know, myself.
No, I could see, like, that. I was actually just going to ask you about that, if maybe the, you know, the vibrations and the feelings in the room, they affect you to the point where you start to tune out.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Tune out or tune in, you know, like, but either way, I'm tuning towards something.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I'm glad that you brought that up because really the experience for me is different each time because it's not just me up there on a stage giving the audience an experience. It's really an interaction between the energy in the room and myself, and then the interaction between the frequencies that are coming off of the various instruments, and then interacting with, you know, everyone's body, mind, their energy systems, their emotional system.
Yeah. Oh, so, that's for sure.
So it's like, it really is a co-creation. I mean, yeah, I'm the one up there physically producing the sounds through the instruments, but really it's different each time. I mean, I'll walk into a room and sometimes I'm like, oh, this is a good, like, high energy, like, room today. Like, you know, I come in there, sometimes people are more chatty and more, you know, and I'm like, okay, cool. There's a lot of energy in this room. It's more of an upbeat energy. And then I start getting into the instruments and I carry a different vibe with me as I'm playing the instruments. And, you know, maybe I'll, you know, go a little crazy on the gongs and, you know, really get stuff going in there and, get the room heated up with those sounds. And, but then other times I walk in and I'm just like, oh man, like everyone in here just feels so chill. I feel like I'm just going to go with this. And it's not even so much that I consciously think about that. Mm-hmm. It's more at a subconscious level. I'm just like, I'm walking through the sea of everyone else's frequency, you know, right. That's in there. And so I just start going off of that. And it's kind of, it's sometimes like mindless for me when I'm in there. I'm just like in a flow, and I surprise myself with things that I do in there, because it's not like I have it all prepared of, okay, I'm gonna hit this bowl, then that one, wait 10 seconds and then do that. You know, I go in there and it's just kind of like, I let myself kind of be an open canvas.
That's awesome.
I mean, I have a very general idea or outline to, you know, kind of like some sections that I want to get through, kind of like bringing through a journey.
But the majority is you kind of improvising and just going with the feeling, going with the moment, whatever's calling to you.
Yes.
That's I love that. That is awesome. I just, you know, it's just for me, I mean, like this show, I don't ever really have a, you can see here, I don't have any notebooks here. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is what I'm going to do today. No, I just go. And I think the beautiful thing is when you just go, it's more authentic, it's more real, it's more raw. And it's just, it's kind of like when you have a conversation with someone for the first time, kind of like going into your sound bath. It's kind of like, and especially someone who hasn't done a sound bath, you're going into this place, you're going to experience something you haven't experienced. And it's kind of like you're meeting someone for the first time and you're getting this, it's just, I don't know how to explain it, because that's how it was. And the thing about Tribalance with your sound bath is a lot of the ones I've been to have been smaller places. Yours is a lot larger. Yours is a lot spread out. And we were talking a little bit about before we got started, and you said everyone's got the best seat in the house, basically.
Yes. Yeah. which is nice for how I'm able to set up in that room. Now, I spread out the instruments like all over the room. And thankfully, I usually have at least Haley or like another assistant with me to help play some of the instruments, because I like to make sure that it's not set up in a way to where like, oh, just everyone at the front near the instruments is going to get the most exposure, but then everyone at the back is going to, you know, not get so much of it. So I try my best to set it up in a way where everyone is going to get some good exposure. And I also like kind of playing with how you get that like stereo effect of like, oh, you hear something more in your left ear, and then, oh, you hear it more in your right ear. And so that adds a little more depth or dynamic to the experience, in my opinion. And these are just things that I notice. I mean, maybe some people don't even notice that.
I mean, coming from a productions background for me, I totally noticed that.
Yeah, so cool.
Because sometimes you'll hear one, because you guys got the gong set up in different sides. You might hear a gong on one side, then you hear it on the other, and then it's just like, so it's awesome. Real quick. We do have one going on this Saturday at Tribalance, which is located in Schaumburg. If people want to get more information, there's a website for Tribalance, yes?
Yes, tribalance.com is where you're going to find that. And it'll be under the workshops category.
Awesome. And then there's a lot of other programs there, obviously. There's a heck of a yoga class. You also teach yoga Sundays at 8 a.m. and Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. If anyone who's up, you know, anyone wants to get their early morning on. That's the thing I love about the studios. There's like, what is there, like 4 or 6 classes a day?
Yeah,
a lot of classes. And they're all hot. Mm-hmm. It's all hot, and you get hot and sweaty. And we love that. Well, Sean Bakel from Tribalance, thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been a total honor having you on. Once again, if you get a chance, he'll be having a sound bath with his partner Haley this Saturday at Tribalance, which is located in Schaumburg, 6:30 in the evening. Tribalance.com for more information. And you do these things once a month, or how does this work?
Roughly, yeah, sometimes 6 weeks, sometimes it spreads out to 2 months, but yeah, give or take.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Sean, and we look forward to hearing more stuff from you.
Thank you.
If you want to learn more about Sean, you can go to his Instagram, which is Sean Bakel, S-H-A-W-N-B-U-C-K-E-L. He does do privates as well. That about does it for the show today. I hope it was an experience for you. As always, may you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you to places that your mind cannot go. Thank you for listening. Namaste.